Hudak is ready for us with our seminal segment.
How's it going, Aria? A good Monday evening to you all, sports fans. You are listening to Tomahawk Talk, and this is Michael Hudak with your Seminole segment. It was a jam-packed weekend in Seminole sports, and I've got everything you need to know from a busy few days. Starting at Dick Houser Stadium, as the guys mentioned, Florida State Baseball took down the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets 8-3 on Sunday to complete the three-game sweep of the now former best-ranked team in the ACC. Dylan Busby's 2-for-3 performance, which included a triple off the center field wall and his second home run in 2 days, fueled the Seminole victory, as did freshman Cole Sands' 5-strikeout effort, enough to earn him his third victory of the young season. Mike Martin was, in his exact words, quote, very satisfied because we went out with the intention of getting it done, end quote. Sunday's standout performance closed out a weekend in which FSU scored 30 runs on 39 hits, while 4 different Seminoles homered on Friday, and a 6th-run fifth inning on Saturday brought Florida State back from a 5-0 deficit, giving them a lead they would never relinquish. The weekend sweep marked the 5th time in 6 years that Florida State baseball has swept its first ACC opponent of the season. Currently ranked number 13 overall with a 13-3 record, Seminole baseball now turns focus to they who shall not be named down at the University of Florida in Gainesville for a one-night midweek matchup under the lights against the number 1 ranked team in the country. Florida State is set to begin tomorrow night at 7 p.m. While FSU baseball got the job done at home, Megan King put in work as Seminole softball took part in the Louisville Slugger Classic at Stanford University this weekend. In fact, she was perfect. No, she literally threw a perfect game. King retired 18 batters on only 63 total pitches while striking out 5, propelling number 11 FSU to an 8-0 victory over Tulsa, their 20th of the season. In the aftermath of a tremendous performance, King praised the girls behind her, saying, quote, I think my defense did a perfect, outstanding, excellent job. There were a few plays that were key to the game, and I really appreciate having them behind my back, trusting them every single play, close quote. Guys, get a load of this stat. Out of the 18 batters that Megan King faced, only one of them got to a 3-ball count. As if that wasn't enough, only one ball left the infield the entire game, a fly out to center in the 6th. FSU softball is riding a 15-game winning streak, heading back to Tallahassee for a 3-game weekend series against Syracuse. Not every Seminole sport could exceed expectations this weekend. Despite knocking out Boston College by 22 points in the first round of the ACC tournament, Leonard Hamilton's Florida State men's basketball team got sent home before the weekend even began after shooting 41% from the floor and 27% from the free throw line in a 96-85 loss to Virginia Tech in the second round on Wednesday night. Needless to say, FSU will not be playing in the NCAA tournament, although 4 teams that they have beaten, VCU, Virginia, Notre Dame, and Syracuse, will. And while this is a disappointment for the 19-13 Seminoles, they have been selected to play in the NIT tournament and will host Davidson College tomorrow night inside the Tucker Center at 7 p.m. The first 3 rounds of the NIT will be played on campus sites, while the final 4 will take place at Madison Square Garden in New York City. The winner of tomorrow night's matchup will go on to face the winner of the Texas Southern Valparaiso matchup. This marks the 10th postseason appearance for the Seminoles under head coach Leonard Hamilton, who was recently signed to a 2-year contract extension through the 2018-2019 season. Guys, we also have breaking news at this time. It was announced about 20 minutes ago that Florida State women's basketball has been named a number 5 seed in the NCAA tournament. That's a number 5 seed in the NCAA tournament, and that means that they will travel to College Station to face number 12 Middle Tennessee State on Saturday at 1:30. Well, that does it for this Seminole segment, and I thank you for tuning in for B89 Sports. This is Michael Hudak. Now back to Tomahawk Talk with Aria and the guys. You are listening to WBFS Tallahassee, the voice of Florida State.